So for kids that are expecting Sunday school, Kenneth and Lori have Sunday school right out through the back. So we will have the second half of our concert in a few minutes, but if they want to go when you're feeling a little bit wiggly, you can do that. Good morning again. Welcome to New Covenant. Welcome all of you who this is the first time in this space. Welcome to our sculpture. I realize sometimes that it could use a little bit of explaining. Here at New Covenant, we like to think of the concept of bridge in a couple different ways. We think of it as an acronym that we are trying to be biblical, relational, intergenerational, doing justice, giving freely, and embracing diversity. But we also think of our bridge sort of like that, that that is God's way of connecting to us through all kinds of creative ways and our ways of connecting to each other. So this is sort of New Covenant's version of a bridge. My name is Renee Antrosio. I have the privilege of being the pastor here at New Covenant. I also have the privilege of being married to Jubal Krogert, which means that I have for almost 22 years been a part of this amazing family. Today is a great day to think about memory. Tomorrow, as being a national day of remembering, and also in this town, there are lots of graduations and parties around town where families are reminiscing about when their graduates were young and how did they grow up so very, very fast. But today's theme causes me to remember and think about what role does memory play in Scripture? What does God have to say about remembering? And as I looked into it, I realized that remembering is a huge theme, especially in the Hebrew Bible, where it's mentioned roughly 175 times, and in the New Testament, 40 times. God remembered Noah and all who was on the ark. God remembered Abraham, Rachel, and Joseph. God remembered the Hebrews in slavery in Egypt, and called the children of Israel to remember what it felt like to be oppressed and their status as immigrants. The main character who does the remembering seems to be God, calling us to mind, remembering God's covenants, God's promises made with us for our good. Our memories tend to fail. We forget God, we forget the good things that God has done. And like faithfulness, remembering begins and ends with God. And as children of that Creator, as Jim said, we too are called to remember for our own good, reminding us of that remembering is even part of the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, because even God rested from the work of creation, and that resting is a gift. And in the reiteration of the Sabbath commandment in Deuteronomy, remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. We need to remember to rest, to take a Sabbath for ourselves, for our household, for our community. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, not by working harder to try to be holy, but by resting. Because, as Jesus reminded us, the Sabbath rest was made for us. And in Moses' words, for us and our children's well-being, that we may extend our life in the land. So God is the primary rememberer, and we are also called to remember. And the commandment of memory is for rest, for Sabbath. And then Jesus established a new covenant with us. In his death, evoking the Passover that began the journey from slavery to freedom, where God proved faithful again to deliver the children of Israel from slavery, to deliver Jesus from death. And God offers that freedom and that life to us as well. Jesus said that as often as we go to the table with the bread and the cup, to do so in remembrance of him, not to forget his suffering and the violence that caused his death, but to remember until he returns. Here at New Covenant, the communion tables are open to anyone who would like to draw closer to God. They're Jesus's tables. Jesus invites you to remember together. You are also free not to go to the table. It's up to you. Everyone makes their own decision that works for them. We'll have a little bit of silence. This is also a good time if you need to use the bathroom or refill your water. And then Jim will come for the second half of the concert. So as we go to the tables, may we remember as God has first remembered us.